Support from the Farm Safety Net should be hitting farmers' mailboxes or accounts soon, now that the final marketing year or MYA prices are set for wheat, corn, sorghum, and soybeans. These prices are an important piece of determining the payment rates under the PLC and ARC programs. With the release of the Agricultural Prices Report by USDA on September 30th, the 2019-2020 MYA prices are now final. The wheat price was finalized last month at $4.58, with a corresponding PLC payment of 92 cents per bushel. These payments will be received later this month. A PLC payment is issued when the effective price is less than the reference price. The reference price is currently set at $5.50, while the effective price is determined by either the national average loan rate or the MYA price, whichever is higher. The difference between the effective price and the reference price sets the payment rate. For the 2019-2020 wheat crop, the difference between the $5.50 reference price and the MYA price of $4.58 generated the 92 cent per bushel payment rate. K-State also released estimates for the MYA price for the 2020-2021 wheat crop. At $4.76, a PLC payment of 74 cents per bushel would be issued in October 2021. According to K-State, to calculate total expected payment, farmers should multiply the PLC payment rate by their farm PLC yield. Then multiply that total by 85% of base acres. The result is the total expected PLC payment for that farm. ARC co-payments are also influenced by the MYA price, but these payments are triggered based on county-level revenue and yield data rather than a national reference price. When actual county revenue falls below a crop's guarantee for the program, a payment is triggered. Benchmark revenue is calculated using a 5-year Olympic average, multiplied by the 5-year Olympic average county yield. That figure is then multiplied by 86%, setting the ARC co-guarantee. Actual crop revenue is then determined by multiplying the county yield by the MYA price. If this calculation falls below the ARC co-guarantee, a payment is triggered based on the difference between benchmark revenue and actual crop revenue. Farmers would receive a payment equal to that difference, multiplied by 85% of base acres for that commodity. One additional note, payments cannot exceed 10% of the ARC co benchmark revenue. K-State estimated wheat needs an MYA price below $4.87 to generate an ARC payment. The USDA's Farm Service Agency signaled it would start processing both PLC and ARC payments as early as this week, meaning farmers should see those payments rolling in either via direct deposit or physical check in the near future. Stay up to date on all these updates to these programs at agmanager.info. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.